This is C. Brown, the field crop research and extension entomologist for the University of Tennessee. And I'm going to give a quick update on questions I've been getting this week, primarily pertaining to rain fastness, especially with all the pop-up showers we've been receiving, and finishing with Vertento. A lot of questions I've been getting about that one as well. So rain fastness, you know, it's going to vary depending on product, as with anything. The least rain-fast insecticide that we use is going to be acephate. Acephate, ideally, it requires 24 hours. If you can give it longer than 24 hours, I'm a firm believer the longer you can give it, the better it's going to work. And so, basically a bare minimum with acephate by itself is 24 hours. Now, Gus Lorenz had some data that he did several years ago in Arkansas that showed when you added a surfactant, you could reduce that rain fastness amount by about 6 hours, so it would need roughly 18 hours, but that's running it with a surfactant. And so, but acephate does not need one, so I'm not recommending you use one. You're not going to pick up control. We don't really see many differences other than the fact that it potentially increases rain fastness by a few hours. Bidron is rain fast roughly when it dries. So the carrier in Bidron is alcohol. If you spray it on a hot day and it once it hits the leaf tissue and the spray, the carrier evaporates, essentially it's going to move into the plant, and then once it's there, it's there. I would say rain fast on Bidron is going to be a couple hours, specifically, and the hotter and the drier it is, the quicker it's going to move in the plant. So Bidron is a good option for using, especially in these rainy periods that we're getting with pop-up showers, the really unknown. Bidron is actually a really good option to use, and I've recommended quite a bit over the past week. Transform is one that surprises me how long it takes to be rain fast. Transform is roughly about 6-ish hours for it to really be rain fast. Same thing with the Neonix. Neonix are roughly about 6-ish hours. Now, with the Neonix, I'm a firm believer that once we start seeing blooms on a plant, we need to put the Neonix back on the shelf. So, Transform, great option. Just know that you need to give yourself a window of about 6 hours of rain fastness for that product. Pyrethroids, if you're mixing like acephate and a pyrethroid, pyrethroids are not translaminar, nor are they systemic. Pyrethroids sit on the surface. Everything I've talked about previously is translaminar, so it will move into the leaf surface. Pyrethroids are not translaminar, so they sit on the leaf surface. Once they dry, if you get a deluge of a rain, you can wash your pyrethroid off. And so rain fastness is roughly, once they dry on the plant and they adhere to the plant surface, it takes a moderate rainfall, roughly over 0.2 inches to wash a pyrethroid off. So if you spray a pyrethroid in beans and then you catch a 1/2 inch rain, you know, the next day, your control is going to be cut down. Because it's just more than likely been washed off the plant. So just keep that in mind going forward as we're in these pop-up showers. Vertento, it's essentially rain fast roughly within an hour. And so, you know, it needs to dry on the plant, and once it's there, it's there. So that's another good option to use in a rainy period as well. So questions about Vertento that I've been getting. A lot of guys are asking what rate. You know, the rate that we looked at, the plant bug rate, is a 1.6 fluid ounce per acre rate. You know, surfactants, honestly, what we recommend surfactant-wise is use something with an oil. Crop oil concentrate, methylated seed oil. If you want to use a premium organosilicon like a Dynamic, or, you know, if you want to use something, you know, some of your premium surfactants, you know, there's a thousand of them. Just pick one. The one that we are shying away from is non-ionic surfactants. Now, you will still get control with an NIS, but you're going to get better control with an oil. So crop oil concentrate, MSO, works fine. Does not need to go out at a 1%. You can put it out at 0.25%. So I've looked at it from 0.25% to a 1%. Really don't see any differences. Really don't pick up anything by increasing that oil. It's just the fact that you need to have it in the tank. And so, because Vertento will fall flat on its face if you don't put anything in the tank as an adjuvant with it. Let's see, a few other questions I've been getting. Went over rate, timing. So what we have looked at in Tennessee, and this is something I've done a lot, my lab has done a lot with, is positioning where Vertento fits. And so based on the spectrum, so it kills stink bugs, plant bugs, and spider mites. Those typically all coincide with us in West Tennessee from peak bloom to cutout. And so with the residual that I've seen in my trials, 3 weeks is easily attainable. I had one trial in one location last over a month. So that was one data point for basically one location that lasted a month. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen every time, but it just shows that when the stars line up, we hit everything right. I mean, it broke somewhere between 28 and 34 days. So I would say ideally 3 weeks should not be a problem. So I routinely see that in my trials. Something else I want to address is guys are telling me I can spray it and then I don't have to scout anymore. Absolutely not. That doesn't matter. You could spray, I mean, it could be the best insecticide in the world, and I'm still going to recommend you scout behind it. This is not a spray it and, you know, take a 3 week vacation. Although, you know, guys say that, the reality is I want people to scout behind anything they put out. You need to make sure that product made it in the tank. It made it with a surfactant and something else. It didn't antagonize with something. It didn't get hung up. You didn't blow a hose and run it all out on the ground. I mean, it could be any stretch of the imagination things go wrong spraying. So definitely, you know, stay on top of scouting. Even if you put it out, we got to look behind it because ultimately, you know, I want to know how well it's working. And so, you know, we need to know if residual's holding, what it's looking like. And so you don't know that if you don't scout behind it. So this is not a set it and forget it type thing. This is a spray it and then look to see how many bugs you still got out there. Hopefully a whole lot less or none. So let me think. Other questions I've been getting. Cost, roughly 18 to 20 an acre. I'm hearing about 19 an acre. And then going back to timing, it can be used at first bloom. I mean, it's a great insecticide. It kills insects. It does that very well. Where we were looking at on putting it timing-wise about the second to third-ish week of bloom is that really takes advantage of your stink bug residual, your plant bug residual, and your spider mites. Spider mites typically blow up about peak bloom. Plant bugs are still moving in. They're laying eggs. You've got a lot of immatures typically about then. And then you've got stink bugs moving in, feeding on those thumb half-dollar size bowls that you set 2 weeks prior. And so that one shot incorporates all those primary insects that this product does so well in controlling. Something else, plant architecture. So plant architecture, by about the third-ish week of bloom, the majority of your plant architecture is set. And so, you know, you're going to put on a few more nodes at the top. Most guys are really slamming it hard with picks, trying to get it to stop growing. And so, you know, you're going to set a few more nodes and then you're essentially going to be finished, or at least we are in Tennessee, because our season's so short. We roughly get 6 to 7-ish weeks of bloom, and then that's about it. Unless we have an extraordinarily warm fall, we are pretty much finished mid-August. August 15th is still historically the last effective bloom date. I know Tyson, I don't think, has changed that yet. There's some wobble in that. It could go to the 20th. But the reality is if you drop it the third week of bloom, let's say you bloom July 4th, and then you drop it the third week, which is going to put you roughly the third week, maybe the fourth week of July, so, or somewhere in there, that should take you almost all the way to mid-August, to where, based on everything you look at economically, you're effectively, it does not pay to spray for plant bugs anymore. And so, now stink bugs are a different story. Spider mites can still come in, but typically one well-timed stink bug shot controls them season-long, at least from my data. You normally don't need more than one, and if that Vertento is on that later side, you can actually get it and hammer it just about perfect. So, like I said, if y'all have any questions, I've taken several on positioning Vertento, how to use it. Call me. I can walk you through it. Like I said, it's a great product, works well. This is just the timing that I have talked about is where we incorporate all the benefits of that product, and then we get, I feel like, the most bang for our buck, if that makes sense. So feel free to give me a call if you have a question, 318-498-1283. Thanks.